14th chapter. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. And I'd like to invite the young people to go with Renata out to the pink chairs. She has a lovely story called Kitten's First Full Moon and the Promise of the Holy Spirit from the Gospels. Kitten's First Full Moon. Grace and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the risen Christ, and from the indwelling Holy Spirit. Amen. In the classic Disney animated version of Cinderella, all the young single women of the kingdom are invited to a ball so that the prince might choose a bride. And Cinderella herself is also invited, but her stepmother tells her she can only go if she finishes all of her chores. Her two daughters say, "Mom, you can't really let her go, can you?" And she turns in this very evil, conniving voice and says, "Remember, I said if." See, it was a setup. Cinderella had so many chores and so much to do that there was no way that she could get it all done in time to go to the ball, and that all along was the stepmother's plan. Now, when I read the Bible about what it means to be the people of God, starting at the beginning and going through, I see the same sort of setup. See, God gives 10 commandments and says to the people over and over in the Hebrew scriptures, "If you keep my commands and live in my ways, then I will be your God and you will be my people and all will go well with you in the land." We might add, "I said if." Because who among us can keep the commandments? Certainly not me. And the Israelites knew that too. They knew that it was so complicated. In fact, they didn't even know what the commandments meant, that they came up with a list of 613 commands that fell out of those 10 commandments so that they would know more clearly what they were to do and were not to do. In fact, they had 365 positive commandments, one for every day of the year, and the balance represented negative commandments, one for every bone in the body and the human organs. And apologies if I got that backwards, because I often do. I think it's negative commandments for the days and positive commandments for the body parts. However, 613 commands. Who can live up to that? And God says, if you keep these commands and live in my way and follow me, then all will go well with you. You'll be my people, I'll be my God, I'll be your God, and all will go well with you in the land. I said, if. And here in today's gospel lesson, we have another big if coming right out of Jesus' mouth. If you love me, you'll keep my commands. Is this a setup again? Is it even possible for us to love Jesus, at least in the way he wants us to? If you love me, You'll keep my commandments, and then I'll tell my Father, and he'll send you an advocate to be with you forever. If you love me and keep my commandments, this advocate will be the Spirit of truth that will live in you. Well, it makes me wonder, do I even love Jesus? I mean, when I look at the state of things in the world and all the things I feel compelled to do on behalf of people who suffer, all I get is overwhelmed and frustrated. And because I dress like this every Sunday, I also feel guilty. Because I'm supposed to lead you people to make a difference for them. And apparently that's what it means to love Jesus. Do I even love him? Maybe you've been meaning to talk to me about that. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments, he says. Well, maybe actually this isn't a setup, but a way out of the setup. Because if we read the Gospel of John for what Jesus' commandments actually are, we don't find too many. In fact, just in the chapter right before this, Jesus is gathered in a room with his friends, and as they gather and enter the room, he takes off his robe and puts a towel around his waist and washes their feet. Can you imagine? I want you to imagine you've just been mudwumping before you come to church, and you come in instead of finding us dressed like this, Sam and Phil and I, you find us in our jeans out in the narthex and we're washing your feet before you come to worship. Or you find the council members taking your dirty clothes and taking them to the laundry and bringing you a coffee. See, after Jesus washes his disciples' feet, they're confused by that action. It's not what they expect. And Jesus says to them, you call me teacher and Lord, and that's fitting, for that's what I am. But if I, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, I tell you, that's what you should do for one another. Tonight I give you a new commandment. Love one another. Love one another. It turns out in the Gospel of John, that's the only commandment. Love one another. Is it a setup? Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. What are his commands? Love one another. Care about the person sitting next to you. And behind you, in front of you. Care about the person who rings up your groceries. Love one another. Talk to the librarian. Love one another. Be kind to that person taking money at the gas station. Love one another. See, it's not so much a command as it is a result. If you spend your time devoted to Jesus the Christ, you learn what love is. You naturally develop listening ears and a caring heart. You begin to see people as just like you. You begin to care about them the way you care about yourself. Anyone who's a parent knows this. You have a child and your life is altered. You don't learn to love your child, you just do. What's the command here? Devote yourself to the Lord of love. Invite him into your life. To walk with you every day, every moment. St. Paul in the letters later on would say, pray without ceasing. If you love Jesus, you try to pray without ceasing. What does that mean? be in constant conversation with your God. How many times do I just find myself in a really awkward situation and I forget the most powerful person in the universe is right beside me? I talk to everyone else except the one that can make a difference. Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. You'll put yourself back on the track, talking to God, devoting yourself to prayer and attention to divine things at work in our mundane world. See, it's not so complicated. We actually don't need 10 commandments. We actually don't need 613 commandments. We don't even need two. You know, the love God and love your neighbor. We only need the one. It turns out what Jesus is saying is, if you love me, you'll love me. And if you love me, my Holy Spirit will be in you. And what about the state of the world? What about this disastrous brink of war that we find ourselves on? Love one another. What about the hungry in the world? Love one another. What about poverty? Love. What about broken relationship? Love. When we love, Jesus works through us. The Holy Spirit empowers us. In fact, the Holy Spirit does most of the work. The Holy Spirit does the heavy lifting. When we devote ourselves to Jesus, the kingdom of God is born in us. The kingdom of God lives through us. The kingdom of God begins to bring peace through our world through friendship. And it's simple. Love those around you. Listen. Open your heart. Devote yourself to the Lord of love. You are the salt of the earth, O people. Salt for the kingdom of God. Share the flavor of life, O people. Life in the kingdom of God. Bring forth the kingdom of mercy. Bring forth the kingdom of peace. Bring forth the kingdom of justice. Bring forth the city of God. You are a light on the hill, O people. Light for the city of God. Shine so holy and bright, O people. Shine for the city of God. Bring forth the kingdom of mercy. Bring forth the kingdom of love. Bring forth the kingdom of justice. Bring forth the city of God. You are the seed of the word, O people. Bring forth the kingdom of God. Seeds of mercy and seeds of justice, seeds for the city of God. Bring forth the kingdom of justice, bring forth the kingdom of peace, bring forth the kingdom of justice, bring forth the city of God. We are a blessed and a pilgrim people, bound for the kingdom of God. journey and love our homeland. Love is the kingdom of God. Bring forth the kingdom of mercy. Bring forth the kingdom of peace. Bring forth the kingdom of justice. Bring forth the city of God.